Duncan MacLeod, and you're listening to a promoted podcast from Tech Central. I'm in Midrand today to talk to Fred Simon, Huawei Business Unit Executive at Pinnacle, and to John Davidson, Senior Product Manager at Huawei Southern Africa. Fred, welcome back to the podcast, and John, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
We're going to focus on two aspects today. The first, Huawei's partner structures in South Africa, which Fred is going to expand on, and then we're going to have a detailed look at Huawei's network energy portfolio with John, which I'm sure is going to be an interesting discussion in light of the energy challenges South Africa is facing at the moment. But Fred, let me start with you. You want to expand a bit on Huawei's partner structures here in South Africa and how they work, specifically for ICT resellers.
Thank you, Duncan. Firstly, I'd like to take the opportunity just to say all of the best for 2019 to you.
Thanks, and to you as well.
Thanks for the third session of this podcast, and also hopefully all of the listeners will have a fantastic 2019. Now, just on the Huawei partner structure and a partner program, I think it's quite important. We've now had three sessions. This is the third podcast. We've not really delved into the detail of the actual channel structure and channel partner program that Huawei has. Working with many vendors out there, I can honestly say that they've got a fairly good channel partner program, which is quite simplistic and understandable in terms of how you utilize it. And it's also a lot of benefits for the ICT resellers out in the market. Just to highlight maybe how the channel partner structure works, you typically find that if a partner ICT reseller out there wants to become a Huawei partner, that they would register as per normal online on a website. But that's just one part of the process of becoming a partner. The structure, the tier structure that they then do have is you become from a registered partner, an authorized partner. At an authorized level, it means that you've purchased some Huawei equipment, you've already started supplying your customers out there. Then the important aspects and the beneficial portions of the partner structure really comes into play. When you now start working towards a specific target, which is quite achievable, you become a silver partner. And obviously, a further target and skill certifications levels that you require, you become a gold partner. Ultimately, you can drive yourself as a partner all the way up to a VAP, which will allow you to procure directly from Huawei. However, the more bigger benefits that you do find is when you actually become a silver and a gold partner, where you get protection, you get price protection, where there are very lucrative rebates in place, where Huawei actually supports you heavily in terms of training and development of the organization. They're actually one of the few vendors, or if not the only vendor at this stage, that are prepared to actually fund your company with skills and training vouchers to assist you in terms of developing your technical capability as well as your pre-sales capability in your company from a silver and a gold partner perspective. So those ICT resellers out there that are not a Huawei partner at this stage, please feel free to contact us at Pinnacle as a value-added distributor. We've got a team of business development managers that will actually assist you through this process, and it's really not a tough process to become a Huawei partner, and then you can get all of the benefits of rebates, training, development, leads, opportunities that will be brought your direction. And at the same time, what is quite positive on a partner structure is that Huawei is one of the vendors that believe in their partners getting technical certifications so that they can also sell the product as well as support the product afterwards. So the ICT reseller pretty much then owns the customer that they deal with. So that's just on a high level, the partner structure. I don't want to go into the details of the targets, the numbers, and the actual rebates that you can actually earn. That's where I'd like to provide a bit of a carrot out there for the ICT resellers to contact us, to make contact, and for us to have a session with you and take you through the partner structure. I'd like to thank you because that's a very small portion of what I wanted this interview to be about. The more comprehensive portion is really what you're going to delve into right now, which is network energy. Again, what I elaborated in the previous two podcast sessions is that Huawei, from an enterprise perspective, has really got the broadest range of enterprise solutions out there.
Well, I was just about to say, and we have touched, I think we touched on this in our first podcast, is that a lot of people know Huawei for its consumer electronics, smartphones, computers, tablets, that sort of thing. But also, of course, it's a very big supplier to the telecommunications industry and the supply of base station equipment and all that sort of thing. But it actually goes way beyond that as well. It really is a very broad organization. So, John, let me bring you in here because we're going to talk specifically about the network energy portion of Huawei. How big is that business for Huawei?
So at the moment, that's the baby of the enterprise business group, and it basically entails your layer one of or level one of the OSR model, which is your infrastructure side. It is very comprehensive. We pretty much can offer everything except building the building itself, and possibly while we can't offer raised flooring, we can point you in the right direction of certified raised floorers and companies that can do that for you. So it is a very broad environment, but a key component to having your structure up and running, because without it, you cannot do anything.
Especially in the South African context.
Yes, so power, as we know, a bit of a challenge at the moment, but we have a comprehensive range of power products to offer the enterprise customer. And right from your racking, your cooling, your power distribution, even as far as your monitoring of your small server room or even up to a large data center, we have a very wide portfolio to accommodate for all of that, right from the small single rack person that has a small data server room that everything is in one rack, up to multiple pods of 48 racks at a time. Just to mention, we have some incredible data centers around South Africa, and also in terms of size-wise in China and the EU, in China we've got data centers comprising of upwards of 15,000 racks.
Wow.
So it is a massive offering that we can put forward to.
But even a small, medium enterprise that
right
has
down to
a
that single rack that doesn't even need cooling, that uses a comfort cooler in his closet and just wants a rack inside there with typical single server, a little bit of storage if possible, and networking and routing. We can offer it all.
Okay. And for telecommunications operators specifically, I know that it's a big challenge keeping base stations running and when there's load shedding and all that sort of thing. Do you have solutions in that?
So we do have a comprehensive solution that has only recently been made available to the enterprise business group. Traditionally, it was sitting with the carrier business group, as we have our biggest portion of Huawei is our carrier business group, and we can provide for the local ISPs that are not wanting to rely on the big telcos. We can provide power solutions right from solar hybrid, grid hybrid, as well as generator hybrid, diesel hybrid solutions. Providing power both in the AC and the DC space now.
Now, I don't know if you can mention any specific customers. Feel free to speak generically if you can't, but maybe give us some highlights of some of the projects that you've been involved here in South Africa.
One of the biggest that I've been involved in, and not extensively because I only joined Huawei middle of last year, has been Ekurhuleni. Ekurhuleni Municipality has an extensive Huawei product set, and recently was rated the top municipality in South Africa for their, let's say, their drive to make everything smart, and they are doing that with the help of Huawei equipment. They have quite a large data center. Well, when I say large, in South Africa terms, it's medium, it's small to medium, but what's nice is they have a central monitoring system that looks at the remote sites as well as the central site. So it is a very decent comprehensive offering that we provide, and we not only stop at the network energy portfolio. As you know, we've got server storage, IT, IP, and that all goes through. And Ekurhuleni has been one of the major uptakes of our product portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when I was previously involved with Huawei at Pinnacle, then I was involved in the WITS rollout with the WITS University, where we've installed over 500 UPSs, small UPSs, all been monitored from a central location throughout the WITS campuses, and that has also been quite a successful rollout.
Is that for powering remote servers around the campus?
That's for powering the remote access to all back to the main data center, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The routers, the switches, the local switches, as well as the on-the-edge servers.
Has the conversation changed when you talk to companies about their energy needs, especially in light of the Eskom's troubles in South Africa? Are people looking for innovative solutions? Are they looking for new ways of managing their energy resources?
Yes, definitely. We cannot stress enough how the energy conversations have changed dramatically in recent times. Right from the start of load shedding, which was a couple of years ago, the highlight has been on a company's energy spotlight, has been on a company's energy portfolio,
mm-hmm.
And how they're managing that energy and how they manage to stay, what we call staying in uptime.
Mm-hmm.
It has become key, and one of the big things has been driving us in South Africa to look for better solutions, look for more efficient solutions, and that's where Huawei plays a big role. Our core values, we have three core values in our network energy, which is simplicity around design and ease of use, reliability, as well as the most important, in my opinion, being the efficiency. We have the highest efficiency in our UPS stack. We also, in our solar stack, we have lithium-ion battery solutions, and we have an incredibly efficient controller that controls our lithium-ion battery solution that was recently added to our portfolio, as I mentioned, which maximizes the energy from the solar panels and the lithium-ion batteries. So that is definitely something that has entered into South Africa in a strong way, because in a large sense, we have got a serious untapped resource in the sun in South Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the statistics that I read up in the Highveld, we're looking at 320 days of usable sunlight out of a 365-day calendar year. That's incredible. And especially into Africa, we really are blessed with a high rate of usable sunlight power.
Mm-hmm.
Why we need to really get involved in that and look at it in depth a lot more. And the nice thing is the end users, the end customers, as well as the resellers are becoming more and more aware of the products being available out there. And they're looking at things like the internet and investigating what it is. So when we go and talk to them, they have a measure of education around the product set, which helps us a lot to have a really good discussion with them about how we can help them, because they understand what we're talking to them about in efficiencies and saving their money on their bottom line.
So let's talk a little bit more about solar. I mean, it's a fascinating area. What are the costs involved? If you compare it to other forms that are storing energy in batteries, for example, for when there's load shedding, or using solar, you also have to have a battery solution attached to that. What are the costs involved, and does it always make sense for businesses to look at that as an option?
So when it comes to solar, and please understand, I'm at this stage not an expert on solar. We've only just been added. The portfolio has only just been added to the network, to the business enterprise side, but I can tell you that it is becoming more and more realistic for businesses to look at it and invest in it, because their returns in the past have not been great. The product sets in the past have been inefficient. Solar panels, the technology has changed so much, and it is making the panels now, I mean, they talk about when in the past I used to hear about a 5-10 year design life on a solar panel, they're talking about a 25-year design life on a solar panel now, which is incredible. So It is a slightly longer return on investment than the typical 5-year that we look at in our portfolio with the UPSs and such. But on the solar side, now with the products being available out there to last the time, and the battery technology having changed so much, and lithium ion having so much more available in terms of life cycles of the batteries, it does make sense to talk about it and investigate it, because it is becoming prevalent that uptime is key. Mm. In our industry and in the enterprise space, we talk about services that the client or our end user needs to provide to the consumer. And if they're down in today's age, it's terrible. It's a no-no. You cannot be down nowadays. You have to have permanent uptime. And the only way to get that is to put the right systems in place and right redundancies in place on your product sets, and especially down at the layer one level. Now, I've been in the cabling industry since early 2000s, started in 2001, and I must say it has changed tremendously, but it's still the grudge purchase. It's still the person, the end users would much, and the techies would much rather talk about their servers and their storage and how fancy it is. But without the base energy providing power to that, and the racking solution providing a safe place to put that in, it's not going to mean much. And it's always been an afterthought, the cabling, the storage area, the racking. So luckily, of recent, it has really come to the front, where our portfolio is getting the recognition that it deserves, where it is a needed product set. And the nice thing is, we can now have those conversations with the CFOs of the world that don't have an idea on the actual drilling down. They've got people that will help them with the solutions. They just see the bottom line and how that affects the bottom line. And now we can talk to them around efficiencies and around how we can get them to get return on their investments.
What sort of conversations are you having with businesses? I mean, if there must be a lot of companies out there that have got some, you know, put in some inverters or something just to try and cope with the power issues in South Africa. But if you're going to have a conversation with a company and look at how they can meaningfully get off the grid, even if it's in a hybrid sort of environment, where do you start? I mean, what's the sort of starting point for such a conversation?
Duncan, that's a very relevant question. And what I'd like to say is that where we start is doing a deep analysis of the clients and understanding what their power requirements are. And yes, I'm glad you brought up inverters. Inverters are readily available in South Africa. We have a range of inverters for the client, whether it be off-grid or grid-tied or any of the different specifications that are around there. But an inverter really is what we term in the UPS business an offline or line interactive UPS. There is definitely going to be a delay between when grid fails and switching over to battery. And sensitive electronic equipment, your storages, your high quality servers are going to see that delay and are going to have problems. And what it boils down to is, looking at a client, we need to look at them holistically. You know, in terms of the desktops and the small printers and those kind of equipment, an inverter is perfect for that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to server rooms and uptime being key, then we've got to look at proper UPSs. Now, unfortunately, UPSs traditionally are not designed to tackle the runtimes that inverters and solar solutions can help with. But we have adapted in South Africa, and we have been adapting for a while now to run UPSs on long runtimes. And one of the key components around that is utilizing newer battery technologies that are out there. Even on the lead acid batteries, there is newer technology out there, and utilizing, in some cases, local battery manufacturers and suppliers that are experts in the battery environment and allowing them to get involved. And we have that conversation with the client. And I'm not one that will just only push my product set. I believe in a holistic view and looking at the client and seeing what is best for the client. So my first starting conversation is typically to analyze what they've got and what they would want to achieve going forward, what kind of uptime they want to achieve, how much is their redundancy that they want to achieve. These are all the key questions that need to be asked that can only be done in a face-to-face starting conversation.
Because it's different for everyone, right?
It is different for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's no single solution that will work for everyone.
Yeah.
And that is key around us. And luckily, in terms of Huawei, we have a fantastic local support structure. And local hires have been on the increase in the Huawei portfolio and the Huawei structure. And it is really increasing the availability of talking to clients and breaking down those language barriers that we do have, in which is a very real aspect that we have to tackle. So there is local support staff that can help discuss with clients, along with distributors like Pinnacle, who are putting a lot of resources into the network energy portfolio to achieve 5-star CSP status, which is our certified service partner, within the first year of, just after the first year of taking on the Huawei portfolio, is a very big achievement, and Pinnacle can be very proud about that. So they can offer local support to clients, and this is very key.
Duncan, I think I'd like to maybe just add one or two aspects to the discussion and some of the questions that you've raised earlier to John. I know he's spoken about VIT specifically. However, we also have delivered quite a few network energy solutions or UPS solutions into the public sectors. Mm-hmm. Not naming specifically the national departments, but it's huge national departments that require, that's got a footprint of 2,500 sites out there, and they also utilize some of the Huawei UPSs on the back end. There's a lot of POCs being undertaken in the financial sector.
Yes.
Banks, not mentioning specific banks, but banks require power at the ATMs. Imagine you trying to draw some money, network connectivity is not there, it goes down, you can't draw the money, or you're in the middle of a transaction. So those are the practical issues that some of the financial institutions sit with at the moment, and that's fortunately also areas where Huawei's got solutions to deliver on. Into Africa, we're also busy with quite a few projects where for streetlights, where we are looking at providing network energy or UPSs on a streetlight site. I mean, imagine for yourself, look at Gauteng. Just imagine if the guys actually implement either a solar type of solution or a proper network energy solution at our traffic lights, that we don't have the traffic problems that we have right now when there's power outages. So those are all the areas where we can actually participate and assist with the network energy portfolio. Over and above that, what is good, and I know you spoke about, John, the small, from small to big enterprise. If my information is correct, and I'm not a technical expert on this subject, but it's from 1 kVA all the way to what, 800 kVA?
1.2 MVA.
Okay, yeah. So
we're looking at launching our 2 MVA solution this year.
So this tells you that it's really scalable from entry all the way to what John has just mentioned,
yes.
Megawatt now availability on the network energy part. What is also quite important is with any ICT infrastructure, especially when it comes to your energy as well as your servers and storage and networking, is the manageability. So I'd like for John to maybe elaborate a little bit on the way that you manage this infrastructure, specifically the UPSs. In the old days, UPSs, you could not remotely manage them.
Mm-hmm.
And Huawei's got a fantastic tool or tools that you can actually manage it remotely, but maybe you can expand
a little bit
on that.
And yes, I'll take that up, but let's not also forget the private sector, Fred. We've got a drive to traditionally Huawei's business has been around the public sector and the government sectors, but we have got a massive drive now to enter the private sector, and right from, as you mentioned, the small business right to the big corporates, where we have got existing clientele as well as you mentioned, POCs happening. But going back to the management system, we have an absolutely fantastic comprehensive management system called NetEco. And our NetEco system manages down of the infrastructure all of the equipment that we can provide. And we're talking cameras, we're talking UPSs, we're talking cooling solutions, monitoring solutions. We're talking integrating with third-party solutions. It doesn't have to be Huawei equipment, but as we know, and as we sit with all products, it works better with our own products. We develop it. We have an incredible R&D section in our portfolios. To give you an idea, Huawei employs globally 188,000 people, roughly. Of that, 80,000 employees are engineers specifically in our R&D section. Of those 80,000, in the network energy, we've got around 2,000 to 3,000 engineers working just on our product sets that go globally. So there is massive R&D. So going back to the monitoring system, our net ecosystem is very comprehensive. What's nice about it is when we look upstream of NetEco and the layer one of the OSI model, we have another monitoring system called eSight. And eSight manages the layer two and the layer three level. But it integrates seamlessly with NetEco and our NetEco 6000 platform so that you can actually monitor and integrate your monitoring system for monitoring and control of your layer one and layer two system. And we have done examples, we have actually installed these in real world scenarios. One of the ones that I know about is in Mexico, can't remember the exact company, but where we've integrated our layer one and layer two structure and reporting seamlessly. And that reduces, in a large corporation that we did it in, it reduces their operational maintenance dramatically. So there is a definite idea that while we can do it all, and there's definitely from our side, we can. And we can bring it all together into one pane of glass for the client.
Duncan, maybe just on my side, we've invested heavily, obviously with the support of Huawei, into what we call Huawei Experience Centers. So Pinnacle has got an experience center in Midrand, Gauteng. We've got one that we've opened up now in Cape Town, and we've opened up one in KZN as well in Durban. Now, while I'm mentioning it, this is an ideal opportunity. Should there be customers out there that make contact with us, or ICT resellers that would like to make contact with us, they can actually go and view the Huawei solutions, solution stacks, the UPSs that we were just talking about, the network energy solutions. That's the ideal opportunity for you to actually come through to our offices. We've got a footprint throughout the country, all of the major provinces we've got an office. Those experience centers have got some demo stock, so we can actually demonstrate. We bring in the right technical resources. It's open for end customers. We don't do business directly with the end customers, but we will assist them with the solution design and understand their business requirements, and then they can procure through a legitimate ICT reseller. Also important to note is with UPSs or cooling, it's heavy products, it's batteries that you bring in. You don't just fly those type of things in. So we do carry stock of the network energy portfolio, which is quite important, because when there are projects and specific requirements out there, customers demand that they would still like to have access to the network energy immediately. Obviously, up to a certain level and certain scale, we do carry stock up from a 1 kVA to a certain level or three-phase network energy stack solutions we will have in stock, so we can actually assist the customer immediately.
Great. So walk into your Pinnacle offices here in Midrand and you can check it out. Sorry, John, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I also wanted to touch on that thanks for bringing that up, Fred. Let's not forget one of the key elements that a client will always look at is after-sales support. Now here, Huawei is very strong. We talk about after-sales support for the lifespan of the product. We have our own spare centers, in three major spare centers in South Africa, one in Cape Town, one in Johannesburg, and one in Durban. And we can provide spares and support through our tax center in Egypt, online support immediately to those customers. Pinnacle is also very involved in that and heavily involved in that because they can also provide that support on to their solution to their clients from our with our backing. They also stock in spares, and it helps that we have now another major area covered in terms of support after sales. Because let's be honest, you don't want to buy something and then a year down the line when something small goes, not be able to get spares for it or not be able to support it. And one of the key values of our smaller UPSs that Pinnacle focuses on is we provide a 3-year warranty on our UPSs. And that's quite a leader in the industry in terms of providing the warranties. And
it's a long time. I mean, UPS is great.
It is. And it shows that we support and we believe in our product, because we do extensive, with over 1,400 tests, we do extensive testing before we go to market with a product. And in the network energy sector, we have a incredibly difficult solution or an incredibly difficult task to get a product to market, because it, as I said, it has to go through those 1,400 tests. We're talking about lightning, direct lightning strike tests, open field tests, salt spray tests, temperature tests, fire tests. We do an extensive and we can showcase to the clients all of this when we do sit with them.
Gentlemen, I think we'll leave it there. Fred Simon is Huawei Business Unit Executive at Pinnacle, and John Davidson is Senior Product Manager at Huawei Southern Africa. Thanks so much for a fascinating discussion.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you, Duncan.